Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at GCN Live, GCNLIVE.com, Genesis Communications Network. Thank you, Jeff Rentz, for putting USA Prepares on your RentsRadio.com network. RentsRadio, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. Ron Gibson, thank you for posting us every day for a decade or more on the Ron Gibson channel on Odyssey and BitChute. Thank you very much. And Global Star Radio Network. Todd Waite, that's Galaxy 19, the satellite, and a great telephone listen line, 605-615-1815. So if you'd like to listen to us between the hours of 9 and 11 a.m. Central Time, there's a telephone listen line that carries USA Prepares. That's the Global Star Radio Network telephone listen line, 605-615-1815. Greg Lesher's with us in Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Morning. Well, happy to be here. I was just listening to that top of the hour story. Wow, 28,000 Chinese have been apprehended at the border. How many haven't been? Any guesses?
Oh, you know, it's just like this. There was someone who dumped half a pickup truck load of trash right on the edge of a creek. And we saw it, and we notified the sheriff's office, and they said, well, it's the other county, because I suggested they find a letter or document with an address. They found the address, and that's over the county line in the next county, Webster County, and we live in Wright County with a W. And so they said, well, we turned it over to Webster County, and Webster County said, well, it's not ours. You know, the crime happened in Wright County. So nobody did anything. So we decided we would, the little village here decided we would take care of it. So here's what I'm trying to say. There was trash, and it was going to rain that night. So we tried for 2 days to get roads and bridges to fix it, to, you know, come pick it up. We tried to get somebody from the government, and of course that never happened. So the rain was coming, and it was going to be a lot of rain, and all of that trash was going to run down the creek and contaminate the neighbors' farms as it traveled. I'm talking about McDonald's-type cups, pizza boxes, plastic wrappers, buckets, all kinds of non-biodegradable and biological trash. Maggots, a half a pickup truckload, no exaggeration. And the idea was, we better get it like right now, before it goes downstream, because it's going to be real hard to pick it up. Cows are going to eat it. Cows are going to get sick and die from trying to, you know, digest plastic bags, string, you know, things like that. So we took care of it. When I say we, I'm not going to say exactly who did it, but somebody lit it on fire, and it burned all the trash. It was not a good thing. It was polluting the air, that's for sure. But it stopped it from spreading. Now, you can catch these guys at the border, or you can let the trash go downstream, and then how do you get it? Then how do you pick it up? So that's the analogy. That's the analogy. You have to, it's easy to collect the trash before you dump it in the ocean. It's really hard to get the trash back once it's dumped in the ocean. So that's my way of looking at it. Greg, there's something real serious. You know, it's like every day. Every day there's like 50 more stories about corruption. And I'm just going to read a headline. In class, I'm pretty sure this affects every one of you. Pretty sure. Quote, this is a Daily Mail. Quote, Walmart shoppers left in line for share of $45 million after retailer settles over allegations of overcharging. And here's how you can claim $500. Goes on to say, lawsuit relates to packed meat or bags of citrus bought since October 2018. Each shopper can claim up to as much as $500. You don't need a receipt, but having one will help you with your claim. Get set. So, class, if you want to see what this is all about, this is not an exaggeration. This is fact. I looked at multiple sources. It's even on the mainstream media. So if you want to, it just broke. So if you just want to find out what I'm talking about, just type in Walmart, comma, fraud. And you'll find it. It'll be in lots of locations. And you can file online for your share of what will be distributed as a result of this overcharge. So the more people who sign up, probably the smaller the amount will be for each one. But I think you'll all get something. So what they did was the scales weren't exactly correct. So you were paying more than you got. So if it said a pound, it probably wasn't quite a pound. And if the meat was incorrectly weighed, the citrus was incorrectly weighed, and the electronic scales and so forth were not quite right. So weighted goods, packed meat, poultry, pork, seafood, was incorrectly weighed. And therefore, you got less than you thought you were going to get. So they were accused of overcharging in three ways. One is the product was inflated when they were scanned at the register. Another is that the mislabeling of the weight of the bags, and they were charging too much to put these items on for clearance. So, you know, when they're out of date. So Walmart got caught. They decided that they were going to settle outside of court. And it's not just Walmart. It's like every large corporation is now suspect in committing fraud against who? Their customers. The people who they depend on to pay these exorbitant salaries to the CEOs and the upper management. Do you think the little guys in the produce or the meat department are saying, "Hey, let's make more profit for Walmart. So here's what we'll do." So your local Walmart, you think the meat manager is going to do that, or the produce manager is going to do that on his or her own? Or do you think that came from corporate headquarters? What do you think? Well, $45 million is a lot. So it looks kind of like it was a corporate-wide scheme to defraud. It looks like. And by the way, this is information that's available in the media. It's not me making this up. This is out there. So I'm just recapitulating for you. Greg, any comments about this?
I'm just blown away by the corruption. The bottom line, that's the only thing they're after, is the bottom line. But to see self-destruction of a country, you know, it's just mind-boggling. I really don't have words for it.
Okay. Well, here's an example. So let's say there's a gas station. And they have, let's just make it two types of fuel. We'll make it really simple. So we'll take the mid-grade out. So there's unleaded regular, and then there's premium. Let's say premium is priced at 40 cents more per gallon. So the delivery guy shows up with the tanker trailer, and the owner of the gas station comes out to the truck driver and says, "Okay, so this is the premium tank underground. This is the lid for it. This is the regular tank lid for the underground storage tank for the gasoline. And he says, I'll tell you what. Here's $50. I want you to dump 1,000 gallons of regular into the premium tank. And the truck driver says, okay, and goes home. And then what does the receipt show for the sale of the fuel? It shows the correct amount of regular gasoline delivered. It shows the correct amount of premium delivered. Everybody's happy except the customer, because now the customer has diluted premium gasoline. 1,000 gallons of premium will be sold at 1,000 gallons will be sold at the premium price, but 1,000 gallons of it will be regular gasoline, worth 40 cents less per gallon. So 40 cents times 1,000 gallons is the additional profit that that gas station can make. And then what that gas station can do, since the cost is lower overall for the average price of a gallon of gasoline there, because now the premium is substandard, it's diluted, it's ameliorated, that gas station can have a lower price than the gas station across the street. So the gas station will have higher volume, all things being equal. And that gas station can slowly hurt the sales of his competitor, who's selling premium at premium prices and regular at regular prices without cheating the customers. Greg, have you heard of that story before? It's been going on for 50, 60, 70 years.
You know, I kind of suspect that that's a pretty good practice, because usually I can tell the difference when I fill up with premium in my fuel mileage. Sometimes they just don't, it just doesn't happen. I know my wife used to work for Chevron, and the way they would, she learned all about how they would pump the fuel and everything, but they would start out with regular, and then they would put unleaded through the same pipe, and then finally premium. And, you know, that made sense. But
there's another
just
scheme.
Just to make an extra dollar. Just the bottom line is money changes behavior. Mm-hmm. It really does.
And so does the pursuit of money, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's another way that it's been done. So the pumps can be manipulated such that I'm talking about the yes. And what they can do is these are the older pumps. So when the pump starts out, you know, it starts out at $0, 0 cents. But mechanically they could be made to jump from 0 to 20 cents when you first squeeze the nozzle. So 20 cents is rung up before the first drop of gasoline comes out of that nozzle. So every customer that uses that pump is going to be cheated out of 20 cents worth of gasoline. So that station can sell gas for, you know, a penny or two lower than the other guys, because they're cheating their customers, and their customers think they're paying less for the fuel. Now, if you combine that with the regular premium fraud that I just described, now you have a really serious unfair advantage. And the guy who's selling gasoline fairly across the street can't possibly win. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher's with us, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com. Greg operates a truck, and he had a fleet of tractor-trailer-type trucks in the past, and so he's going to appreciate this next piece of, USA Prepares. This is something that we uncovered yesterday. This is automotive news. It did not make the news, and I don't think you're going to hear this anywhere else. As you know, we have an automotive shop here at our farm, and we fix cars and trucks. We fix fleets of cars and trucks, and we fix individuals' cars and trucks and tractors and, you know, trailers and farm tractors and over-the-road tractors, all kinds of automotive equipment here. A 2001 Dodge Dakota came in. And it was running really, really poorly. The engine was misfiring, and it sounded like it was a real serious problem. And we diagnosed it, and it turned out to be a hole in the intake manifold. Now, the intake manifold is that part of the engine that sits on the very, very top of the engine. So if you were to raise the hood and you look at the engine, the first thing you're going to see at the top is the intake manifold. Now, back in the beginning of automobile engines being manufactured, the intake manifold was made out of cast iron. And it was a heavy part, very heavy. And they never had problems, never. Then they were replaced with aluminum, because aluminum is lighter, and the federal government said, y'all got to get better gas mileage out of these vehicles. So the only way to get better gas mileage is to streamline the aerodynamics of a vehicle, reduce the rolling resistance of a vehicle, the parasitic drag, make the engines more efficient and reduce the weight, and improve the driving habits of the operator. Those are the ways. Well, they went from cast iron intake manifold to an aluminum intake manifold, which costs less, easier to machine. So the automobile manufacturers kind of like that. And then they went to plastic. So plastic intake manifolds are light. I mean, you can hold one where a cast iron one might weigh 40 pounds. A plastic one might weigh 2 pounds, literally. Well, what happens is the plastic gets brittle, and if the engine were to backfire, it punches a hole in the intake manifold. So all you have to do is get a new intake manifold and replace it. So, you know, we're looking at $500-$700 for a V8, except one thing. The vehicle we were working on was a 2001 Dodge Dakota pickup truck. There's no such thing as buying a replacement intake manifold for that vehicle because they were discontinued in 2010, 14 years ago. So after 10 years of manufacturing that vehicle, they stopped making the intake manifold for 2001. Don't believe a word I say, class, about anything. Go look it up. You go to eBay and see if you can buy a 2001 Dodge Dakota intake manifold. The only ones you'll be able to find are used ones. And what happens is the engine backfires. And when do what is the likelihood of your engine backfiring? 100%. They all do. They all backfire. So when it backfires, there's an explosion. And when the plastic gets old, it's brittle. And then the backfire is so explosive that it breaks the intake manifold. Now you've got an engine that you can't fix in a truck that was okay until the plastic intake manifold broke, which you can't get a new one for. Craig, back to you.
Yeah, let me put an exclamation point on that. I know somebody who's collected quite a few old cast iron, steel, Briggs & Stratton motors, and they've been rebuilt a couple of times. They're still operating to this day. I want you to think about that for a minute. I mean, we're in a throwaway nation, just like the light bulb. It's the bottom line. How can we make something that needs to be replaced quite often and have the best needs to be replaced device there is? It's just, I don't know. It, like I said, money changes behavior. The God,
right,
you know,
so how about
the golden
this?
Cap, the golden cap of Israel. There you go. Worshipping the golden
cap.
When we
come back, let's talk about, is the government protecting the consumer, the citizen, the American, against the fraud from these companies? Let's talk a little bit about that when we come back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has successfully posted bond in his civil defamation case in New York. His attorney, Alina Haba, filed the $91.63 million bond on Thursday following approval by a judge earlier this week. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging Israel to hold new elections, criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his handling of Gaza and advocating for a two-state solution.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
Schumer says he does defend Israel's right to combat Hamas while condemning civilian casualties. Home improvement store sales are driving increased spending in February. That's according to the Commerce Department. Retail sales rebounded by 0.6% last month, following a decline of over 1% in January. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This can be slight.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
There was consumer protection by the federal government. And if a company made a product that was defective or substandard, they got investigated by the government. Well, you don't hear about that anymore, do you? So, I've been harping on this point, and I know y'all believe me, but the generally dumb public doesn't. So here are some quotes from Facebook Marketplace. Amana, large capacity dishwasher, $30, condition used. Used in good condition, most all the wash cycles work. Most all the wash cycles work. Next one, Maytag washer. Details, condition fair. Maytag commercial washer not working. Not sure how to fix it. One day it was working, the next day it didn't turn on. Next one, Whirlpool dryer. Condition fair. Whirlpool electric dryer squeaks, but have the parts to fix it. No delivery, must pick up. $50. Next one, Electrolux washer. It's only 2 years old, but noisy, has a clunk to it. Still works fine. We just have a kid, so laundry's always going. Some mildew spots shown in the soap dispenser. Oh, some mildew spots shown, and soap dispenser comes off too. So these are all broken appliances. And I got to tell you, if my parents went to buy a refrigerator or a freezer or a washing machine or a dryer, and the salesperson said, yeah, this is a pretty nice one. It ought to last you, 3-4 years. Nobody would buy one. My parents would certainly walk away. Nobody in their right mind would buy one. But yet your government allows these substandard appliances to be manufactured and sold in the big box stores with no protection for you. There needs to be a class action suit. And the CEOs and the CFOs, the chief financial officers, and the chief operations officer, and the chief accounting officer, and the chief of marketing, all of those guys need to be arrested and hauled into court for the massive fraud that they've perpetrated on the American people. That's my opinion. Don't believe anything I say. Greg?
You know, I was just thinking about protection, right? And I've been through this patent process. Going through this patent process with my invention, you wouldn't believe the red tape, the attorneys, everything necessary. Instead of just recording this in some kind of a record that's filed first, they've got this this massive red tape. And if you want to, you're a poor person, you want to go through a government program, the red tape is phenomenal as well. I would say no. They're not in for protection. They're in it for the money. What they can get in it, out of it. The attorneys, the politicians, the lawmakers, they're there for one thing, and that's to line their pockets. As far as consumer protection, they did pass what's called a lemon law, but this is for personal people who sell a vehicle to another. If the engine goes kaput as soon as you buy it, they have to give you back your money. There are a few things like that do work, but I had because it was commercial, and I purchased a tractor one time and was not told that it had a cracked head on it. They threw it out. I took the loss. But no, consumer protection, I haven't seen much of it. I watched somebody in a parking lot who had changed the tires off of one full set of belly dumps onto their own and didn't get their tractor out of there in time before we got back. Noticed that we called the police. They came out and they said they could do nothing, even though you could still read on the new tires the BCT marks of to match the tractor that they were taken off of. Does that sound like consumer protection?
I don't see consumer protection anywhere. And no. Here's something else, Class, that you might find quite shocking. I used to be a computer jockey for three of the largest credit card companies in the country. So I know a little bit about credit cards. There's a term called delinquency. That's when the credit card customers are late in paying their credit card bills. Well, I'm looking at a map of the United States. You can look at this. It's in the media. Alabama is probably the third worst in terms of delinquencies in the United States, meaning people in Alabama are really the highest percentage of them are late paying their credit cards, 31%. Louisiana is second, 32%. 32% of the credit card bills are not being paid on time in Louisiana. Mississippi, number one, 39%. That's almost 4 out of 10 credit card holders in Mississippi are late paying their credit card bill. So you might think, what about Texas? 25%. Well, let's go down the list. Let's go from left to right. Washington, 15. Oregon, 17. California, 15. Arizona, 20. Nevada, 19. Idaho, 17. Montana, 16. Wyoming, 18. Utah, where Greg is, 16. Colorado, 16. New Mexico, 23. Montana, 16. Wyoming, 18. North Dakota, 21. South Dakota, 19. Nebraska, 18. Kansas, 18. Oklahoma, 28. Texas, 25. Minnesota, 20. Iowa, 13. Missouri, where I am, 22%. Over 2 out of 10 in Missouri are late paying the credit card bill. Arkansas, 30. And Louisiana, 32. Wisconsin, 19. Illinois, 17. Kentucky, 28. Tennessee, 26. As I said, Mississippi, 39. Michigan, 21. Indiana, 21. Ohio, 18. West Virginia, 25. So, and how about Delaware, you know, where the CEO hangs his hat, 21%. So credit card delinquencies are way, way, way up. Now, it's not because people like paying those exorbitant interest charges. It's because they can't pay their credit card bills. They're living on the credit cards. That's fact. That being said, these are leading indicators of what is to happen. Now, what happens when people can't pay their credit cards? Is the government going to say, that's okay, it's all right, don't you all worry about it, we'll just take care of it, we'll just zero out that debt, don't worry about it, we'll do the same thing we did with student loans, you're all going to be fine. Or...
Vincent.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Vincent. I want you to think seriously about what state this nation is in, and where did the laws in this nation came from? They came from the scriptures. They came from the Bible. Okay, in fact, you couldn't even be a citizen of this country if you were not a Christian. And that's the way the laws were written. What was the penalty for usury? It was death. And if somebody couldn't pay their bet, their debt, what was the time period where all debts were forgiven? It was 7 years. How do we stack up against those laws that we took from scriptures as a nation right now? I want everybody to think about it. And I know you feel the same way as I do. Nobody that we're going to elect can fix what we're headed towards. I've been thinking about that, and it's been impressing my mind for quite some time. But now, back to you.
Greg, my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, usury is interest over 10%. Is that correct?
What was that again?
Usury is interest rate above 10%. Is that correct? I believe that's correct.
No, I think usury is the interest rate, period.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Okay. But typically, that's what it's defined as I remember it. Now, I could be wrong. But what is the average interest rate for a credit card right now? What is it? It's 21, over 21%.
Yeah. It's mind-boggling. I don't have a credit card. I really don't.
I do.
And I do. Won't I get have, one. We talked about it before, yeah. And you pay off and have no fees.
Right.
And there is an advantage to that because some people require a credit card rather than a debit card, such as
The reason I don't have a debit card is a debit card is like a checking account. It's your funds in your account, and you could just use a piece of plastic to withdraw those funds or spend those funds. Credit card is a loan that a company offers to a credit card holder. And there are some distinct advantages of having a credit card if you do several things. Number one, you have to pay it off every month on time. Can't be late. Otherwise, you get these exorbitant fees. And interest, late fees, interest, over limit fees, there are plenty of fees to be applied to credit card payments. So I've had a credit card before I had steady employment. When I was at the university in the 70s, I went to a bank called Key Bank, K-E-Y. And I said, I'd like to get a credit card. And they said, do you have a job? And I said, no, I'm a student, as a freshman. And they said, well, we can't do that. And I said, well, hold it. Wait. Why not? Well, you need to have a way of proving to us you can repay the credit card debt. And I said, well, how about this? How about if I put $300 into an account, and you all keep that, and I get a credit card with a $300 limit? So if I go off the rails, you just take that $300 in the account that is to secure the debt on the credit card. And I said, wow, that sounds pretty neat. So I created probably one of the first in the country secured credit cards. And that became a thing maybe 30 years later, 20 years later. So I got a $300 credit card limit, and they saw that I was paying my bill on time, the statement on time, and it went to like $350, $400, $500. You know, pretty soon I had a decent limit. And what I was trying to prove is credit worthiness. So I had this credit card that actually was above the secured $300. And then I got another credit card and another credit card. So I use these, but the rule that I have for getting a credit card is no annual fee. No annual fee. And a minimum of a 25-day grace period, which means that I make the purchase on the first, and I don't get billed for 25 days. And then I pay it in full. So I can walk around with a credit card, and if I'm defrauded, it's not my problem because there's fraud protection on the credit card, which I don't have with greenbacks in my back pocket. So a credit card seems to work fine. But I'm tracked. I'm tracked with every purchase. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Craig Lesher is with us, realwaterindependence.com. And yes, the general usury limit is greater than 10%. So a loan of greater than 10% is considered usurious. And here's something I wanted to mention. That so I got my first credit card around 1970. That's 54 years ago. And I've had some credit cards for a very, very long time. I have not paid a single cent in interest, not one cent, in 54 years. I have paid no annual fees. And when someone has defrauded me, I use credit card to make purchases when I think there's a risk of me being defrauded. And I use them for other purposes too. But the point is, if I'm being defrauded, I can contact that credit card company and say, you know, I bought this item. It was, fraud was involved. And here's exactly why. And the credit card company will put back into my account the amount of that charge. So I'll be refunded right then and there. I mean, on that phone call. And what's the number to call? It's on the back of your credit card. So you call up the credit card company, say, I want to dispute this charge. Here's why. It has to be bona fide. And then you're going to get into a slugfest with the seller. And the seller's going to say, no, 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 that's not true. And then you go, yes, it is true, and here's the proof. And whoever gives up first loses. I never lose. Because I only do it when I'm right. I don't try to defraud anybody. But I will not be defrauded. So a credit card is a great tool. And there's a term for people like me. And maybe like you all, too. And it's called deadbeat. I'm a deadbeat. In banking circles, in banking vernacular, I am considered a deadbeat. Because they can't make money from me. They can't charge me because I don't let them. I don't let them charge me interest, penalties, late fees, over-limit fees, because I stay within their coloring lines. I don't go outside those. So they can't make a profit on my family. And they don't like people like me. And that term deadbeat is an industry term. It's exactly the opposite of what you would think. A deadbeat, you would think, is someone, you probably would think, is a person who welches on his obligations. But in banking vernacular, it's someone who you can't make profit from. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, I, you know, you were talking about the different, you know, covering like a fraud or whatever. I've had absolutely no problem with the bank when there's been a fraud charge on my account, they've always reimbursed me, just like they did with the debit card, like just like the credit, like you're talking about. But yeah, isn't it funny? If you're really good on your credit card, they call you a deadbeat. But if you can't make the payments, and you build up the credit, but you are able to make them, and you know, pay them, make them some money off the card, they're happy with you. You have a AAA, credit rating.
Can you imagine 19.2% interest rate on a credit card?
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, wow. You know, the annual fee, plus late payments, plus over limit fees.
You want me to tell you exactly where we are? Okay. Yeah. I want you to think about this for a minute. You look what Caesar and Pharaoh charged their citizens. We are far, far worse off than the people were back then. Far, far worse off. We're to the point where we're losing our inheritance, okay? If you cannot make your taxes, which I think is complete total theft, because I didn't volunteer to do that, nobody's representing me on taxes. You know, thou shalt not steal. That's the bottom line. But if you look where we are in the percentages of our land, in the fees, the taxes that we pay, those people had it good. Your thoughts?
Greg, are you seeing in Utah what I'm seeing about defective parts, defective appliances, products not lasting very long, people buying things for features rather than for durability? Are you seeing the generally dumb public do the dumb things that I see them do? Is it happening in Utah as well?
Yeah. What do you think, Vince?
Well, that's why we call them the generally dumb public, because they're generally dumb everywhere. I mean, they really are. I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned. I called a gal at a big box store about appliances, and I said, so what brands do you really like? And she said, LG. It's really highly rated for appliances. LG is substandard, in our opinion. They don't last worth a darn. Samsung, same thing, lousy. And then the other one she said was GE, General Electric. Well, General Electric is Chinese. It's not even a U.S. company anymore.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you look at a GE product, it's absolutely lousy. Greg, thank you so much for being with us. We'll see you next week. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg Lesher's company, RealWaterIndependence.com.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.